headlines. World Bank identifies Ghana as a frontier economy in domestic debt market development. We shall be telling you more. Also in this bulletin, President John Mahama targets job creation and sustaining recent economic gains as government's plan for this year. Plus, professional services and auditing firm Deloitte warns excessive reduction in policy rate this year could reverse progress made in controlling inflation. We have details of these and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. The World Bank's International Debt Report 2025 has revealed that Ghana has deepened its reliance on domestic borrowing over the past decade, emerging as one of the low-income frontier economies that successfully expanded its local debt market. More in this report.
The report says public domestic debt in low-income countries has risen steadily, including in Ghana, as government seeks to reduce exposure to foreign exchange risks and meet growing financing needs. According to the World Bank, domestic debt in these countries more than doubled between 2014 and 2024, rising from 8% to 17% of gross domestic product. Nearly half of the increase occurred before the coronavirus pandemic. Ghana is identified as one of the frontier economies that successfully deepened its domestic debt market. The report notes that Ghana was able to issue local currency bonds with maturities of more than 15 years, helping to reduce refinancing pressure. The World Bank said expanding domestic debt market has allowed countries like Ghana to finance critical development needs while limiting exchange rate risks. However, the report warns that rising domestic debt also brings new risks. While most existing domestic debt is medium to long-term, borrowing in 2025 shifted toward a short-term instrument. The report warns that 41% of new domestic debt issued last year was at short maturities, increasing refinancing and interest rate risks.
A business desk report. Now, President John Mahama has been giving more details about government's economic plan for this year and strategies aimed at sustaining recent recovery. The president, in his New Year message, noted that the plan will aid expansion of critical sectors of the economy and create the needed jobs.
In 2026, we shall accelerate and expand. We shall make Ghana food self-sufficient and transform agriculture from subsistence to a thriving commercial activity through mechanization, value addition, and market access. We're working to achieve 30% share of renewable energy in our national energy mix, reducing costs and protecting our environment. We shall deliver social housing through public-private partnerships. Ladies and gentlemen, governments do not build nations alone. They do that cooperation of the citizens. To our entrepreneurs and business leaders, invest in Ghana, build your businesses that create jobs and wealth for yourselves and for the Ghanaian economy. I pledge to maintain a conducive environment for your businesses to thrive. Your commitment must be to seize the opportunities that we create.
President John Dramani Mahama speaking there. A new report by professional services and auditing firm Deloitte has cautioned that excessive easing of the policy rate could reverse the gains made by the government to tame inflation to the barest minimum. In its West Africa in Focus in Assessing Ghana and Nigeria Economies report, Deloitte is positive that growth will remain stronger on the back of enhanced policy and inflation targeting. More in this report.
Despite the rate cuts, the interest rate environment remains slightly elevated and has contributed to the strengthening of the cedi and eased inflationary pressures. Meanwhile, other nominal interest rates have dropped sharply. For instance, the 364-day Treasury bill rate fell to 13.06% as of November 2025 from 30.07% a year ago. According to its assessment, while these reductions are anticipated to alleviate financing constraints and stimulate credit and economic demand, excessive easing could risk reversing the progress made in controlling inflation. On the currency front, the cedi is projected to average 13 cedis to the dollar in 2026. However, further loosening of monetary policy could reverse some of these recent gains, particularly if the demand for gold decreases due to a reduction in global uncertainty. Macroeconomic indicators are looking better and stronger in comparison to prior years due to factors including base effects, better policy coordination, and improved external position. Inflation is declining. Local exchange rates are not only stable but also strengthening, while investor sentiment and confidence are improving. But it is not all a rosy picture, as insecurity in the region remains a major concern, especially with Nigeria.
Meanwhile, country managing partner of Deloitte Ghana, Daniel Kwejo Wusu, is optimistic about the country's business environment in 2026.
For us as a business, we also expect the government to kickstart a lot of the big initiatives that the government have. And when that those things happen, it only boosts the economy, it only brings more business, only creates employment. And those are the solutions that we want to see in the economy. So the expectation is very, very high. I think we have a good starting point, a good fitting, and we expect the government to keep on from there.
Senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa, is urging government to adopt sustainable measures to preserve the city's recent gains, warning that doing so will be crucial to cushioning businesses in 2026. His remarks follow Forbes' report that the city ended 2025 as the fourth best performing currency in Africa.
In the currency market especially, you cannot have a stable currency. It's not possible. You cannot have stability. What you can have is the currency hovering within a predictable band. That is what you need to expect, because no currency will forever be stable at a particular point throughout. In our case, we have been told by BOG that we are working within the band of 10 and 12. That should give market participants some assurance in terms of planning. So long as the value of the currency hovers within the 10 and 12, that is predictable.
Dr. Benjamin Amwa is a senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, Talks consultant Francis Timoboy has joined calls for in urging government to focus on tourism as a sector that holds the potential to generate funds for the country. He stressed that the sector can create jobs and directly open the economy for expansion. He spoke to Joy Business as part of his expectations for the year 2026.
During our conference, we were advocating that, look, tourism is one way that government can really focus and say, this year we are dedicating a lot of resources to tourism. The year of return brought over $3 billion. So why can't we hammer on such things? And we keep saying it, that let's change the way our economy is. Don't depend too much on commodities, because tomorrow something can change at the world market price, and then you are on your knees. So as we speak now, yes, we are celebrating, but the economy has not developed into a position where it can withstand any shock. Anything can happen.
Tax consultant Francis Timoboy there. Now, Chief Executive of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, Dr. River Singopong, has revealed that Ghana is likely to avoid instability in fuel prices at the pumps if the city continues to remain stable or appreciate. His comments come at a time when petrol prices have dropped to 10.36 per litre as oil marketing companies begin implementing price reductions. Take a listen.
Take a look at the international benchmark price for the past 2 weeks. We indeed saw the crude oil market going down by almost 8%. And over the next two windows, also making it a month, due to abundant global supply and rising inventory, which has continued to overweight the geopolitical risk which we have seen around Russia, Ukraine war, and the Middle East, and even Venezuela. We also anticipate that the international benchmark price will be either stable or go a bit down. And so if the city is able to appreciate or even stabilized, we believe that for the next 1 or 2 months, we're going to enjoy a very stable home prices in Ghana.
Dr. River Singopong is the Chief Executive of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. And as we start the new year, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, shares practical tips on how to avoid unnecessary spending.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti, MD of EDC Investment Limited. We have been discussing personal finance, and today I want to bring your attention to an important area, that is spending habit. You need to pay attention to your spending habit. What are some of the areas I want you to pay attention to? One is first time spending. Any major expenditure for the first time, pay attention to it. Buying your first car, building your first house, among others. Because anybody who builds a house, all other things being equal, if you ask them to build that house again, they are likely to spend less. Pay attention to the utility bills. Avoid the impulse buying as much as possible. Anytime you throw away leftover food, remember it is money you are throwing away. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab. Financial independence is indeed possible.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from EcoBank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples for 100 cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million cedis in cash and prizes, including 1-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cedis. There is more. Customer who transacts with the EcoBank card or use digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discounts on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the EcoBank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs from now till the 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. EcoBank would never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800 003225 for assistance. The number to call again is 0800 003225. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojubaka. Grateful serving you. Ignition is next. Enjoy.